now, back to the present day and age, we go to Geneva for a real treat, the Geneva International Motor Show. Coming off a record year in 2005, driven by strong sales of its Octavia and Octavia Estate models, Škoda unveiled its first multi-purpose vehicle at the International Motor Show in Geneva on Tuesday. Based on low price, comfort and above all functionality, the Roomster is a car for the young generation, with a fresh design, generous storage space and flexible seats. Motoring expert Lyle Frink was there for its premiere, and I spoke to him shortly after its unveiling.
It was interesting because of the focus on functionality. Most auto unveilings are focused on emotion, and this was a focus on getting people into the car, taking out the seats, opening doors, and finding out how the thing works.
Right, can you just describe it a little for us?
It's basically got two parts. The front is a cockpit that makes you feel somewhat like a pilot, and the back part, which is, you know, for passengers and hauling stuff. It's also an interesting functional mix because they use the front end of a Fabia and the back end of an Octavia. And there's a place for mounting bicycles inside. So it's functional. You'll be able to haul two bicycles and four people, they say. And it also is the first Škoda that comes with an advanced lighting system, which means that the lights will bend around corners with you, which is quite a nice thing.
Well, how has it been received?
Quite well. What, as I said, is interesting for me is to see people get into the car and not just look at it.
When will it be available on European markets, and what will the price be?
340,000 crowns in the Czech Republic, or in, I believe, Central Europe, 13,200 euro. They're going to make about 15,000 of them this year, and then next year about 40 to 50,000.
Motoring expert Lyle Frink reporting there from Geneva. I should add that the Roomster will be manufactured here in the Czech Republic at the Kvasiny Škoda Volkswagen plant. And if you can't make it to Geneva for a glimpse, you will find pictures of the Roomster on Radio Prague's webpage. That's at www.radio.cz.